Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just tell Payne Sean what he needs to do.
Tell me how I can build my empire.
Tell you how to live your life.
Start by hiring an assistant.
It comes with more credibility.
That's what I need. More people on the payroll.
A lot of times I find that when I'm talking to youngsters like yourself, I have more credibility because of my time spent in juvenile detention.
Right,
that they're like, because I got a record a little bit, you know, because I've seen some stuff.
Oh, man, yeah.
Kind of like when Ray Lewis, Jamie Sharper told me this, when Ray Lewis came back from prison, he was just like all of a sudden an old man, like had all this wisdom and everything, and he wasn't, it changed him.
Yeah.
It's just like juvie changed me.
Right.
You know?
Right. You've seen... In your 50 years, you've seen 150 years worth of stuff.
That's right.
You've seen a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
Now, I don't even want to talk about the time I've served as an adult.
Right. Right.
Mostly because there's gag orders on all of those incidents.
For sure.
But otherwise,
non-disclosures. Yeah, absolutely.
I talk about my time in juvie because those records are sealed.
Right.
People aren't going to find out the crap I did.
Hey, speaking of cheating, Tom Brady was sitting in the owners, or not in the owners, but up in the booth.
Yeah.
At the Raiders Chargers game the other night on Monday night. It was the game after the Texans game on Monday night.
Which was, I don't know, I guess was a surprise to some people. I mean, well, everybody knows he's involved in the Raiders.
I think him having a headset on was very jarring to people.
Yeah, this is what I was confused about because there have been reports all summer long that he's actually, you know, he's not running the show or anything, but he's actually pretty involved in an advisory capacity with the Raiders.
For me, I think it was the optics of him sitting up in a booth.
Yeah.
Not in a suite where he's drinking a glass of wine and hobnobbing with a bunch of other minority owners. He was up in the booth with other influential people on the game itself with a headset on.
The other thing that this is where I think
that headset had a microphone.
And this is what I realize now, there was a knee jerk from some people because there is a rule like you're only allowed to have those electronic communications in certain parts of the building. There was a scandal like 10 years ago or so with Mickey Loomis with the Saints because the word was that he was able to monitor the conversations on the headsets from the owner's suite, which was illegal.
Yeah, can't do
that. That was the allegation, at least. So I think that's where some people saw Brady as a minority owner wearing the headset, and they thought, no, I don't. You're not allowed to do that.
Well,
you're not allowed to do that.
Well, and he's not just any owner. He's an owner that talks to other teams because of his role on Fox. He's the lead, and most of our audience knows this, he's the lead analyst on Fox with Kevin Burkhardt on the A-list games. The game coming up this weekend that he has is Cowboys-Bears. The Raiders see one of those teams later in the season, so that became a big thing. People are not happy about this. Here's Boomer Esiason on WFAN, our sister station, does mornings up there, and this is Boomer on Tom Brady sitting up in the booth.
The fact that he's sitting in the Raiders coach's box with a headset on, And talking to Pete Carroll, talking to Spytek, their general manager, talking to their offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly, is complete and utter BS because the NFL is the ultimate competitive place. And you're allowing a guy to sit there who's a part owner of a team, which is fine. And now he's involved in these game plans. And this week, I think he's got who's the 425 game on Fox this week? I think it's the Eagles and Bears, maybe, or one of those. What are those 425?
Bears play the Cowboys.
Bears Cowboys. Yeah. That's probably who he has. Like, and now he's going to be meeting with these coaches and talking about players. That is utter BS, as far as I'm concerned. Because it tilts the balance of, I guess you would say, competitiveness.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the interesting thing about this, is that everybody is very much up in arms about it, and yet at the same time, this is something that the owners themselves should be the most concerned about and have the most control over. They can get together and say, like, no, this shouldn't be allowed. You can't do this. They don't seem to have an issue with it.
No.
We asked Casario about it, like, hey, one of your players is going into a production meeting. For those of you who don't know, Tom Brady is allowed to, last year wasn't allowed to do the production meetings where the crew talks to the players the day before the game or 2 days before the game. And this year he's allowed to, but he has to do it remotely. He can't be
in
person.
Yeah, he's on Zoom.
Which feels weird.
Yep.
It seems strange. It's kind of like, it's only an OnlyFans account, baby. No, nothing's a foot here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry. It's no big deal. We're meeting remotely.
All right. There's somebody else who is upset about it that we'll get to in just a little bit. But right now, we are pleased to be joined by an Emmy Award-winning actor. He's a director. He's a musician. You know him as Vic Mackey on The Shield, The Thing on Fantastic Four. And he's got an awesome movie coming out, drops in theaters on Friday this week, on September 19th, called The Senior. It is a pleasure to be joined by Michael Chiklis here on Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. Michael, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Sean. Hey, Seth. I'm great, man. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. It's funny we're bringing you on here because we just got done talking about Tom Brady sitting up in the booth, in the coach's booth for the Raiders. I know you're a huge Patriots fan because you were on our afternoon show back when I was doing afternoons at the Super Bowl about 10 years ago, and Ted Johnson was my co-host, and you could not be more delighted to have met Ted Johnson in person that day. I remember it well.
Yeah, man. Listen, you know, I am a dyed-in-the-wool, all things New England, but, you know, the Patriots gave us what to, you know, be happy about for 20 years, you know. And Tom Brady, I love that guy so much, I named my dog after him, so, and that's true. So that'll tell you something.
Well, you know what? Look, and Tom Brady finding a way to stay relevant in football as he's aging. The reason we had you on, aside from being fans of
yours. Hold on a second. Tom Brady doesn't have to find a way to stay relevant in football.
He's trying too hard, in my opinion, frankly. He seems a little bit desperate to me.
Oh, wow.
Well, I know, honestly.
There's a little bitterness there, pal. That's a little bitter. Can I ask where you're from?
I may or may not have grown up a Buffalo fan. I don't know. That's not here nor there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Revelation. Go on.
Okay, so your movie. I'm trying to put you over here, man. I'm excited about this movie, The Senior, based on a true story about a 59-year-old football player who returns to college football to confront the past and change his future. I remember this story when it happened in real life. And I got to tell you, I watched the trailer. This is a bad influence on middle-aged men. I got the juices flowing, man. And you look like you're in pretty damn good shape for this. How long did it take you to work into, like, at least football movie actor shape?
Well, you know, I only had 6 weeks, and coming off of Red Auerbach, so it was hard. It was difficult because I had to go very extreme, you know, because I was going from playing Red in his 70s and, you know, and heavy set and all that, and then having to get into linebacker shape. It was maniacal and hard, and especially when I started getting hit by 24-year-olds. That was kind of insane. You know, but it was also exhilarating and one of the best experiences of my career. I had so much fun. Honestly, talk about feeling alive, although my eyebrows hurt at the end of every day. I mean, everything hurt me. My fingernails hurt. It was crazy. But I had a great group of trainers around me, you know, on set. They kept me incredibly limber and, you know, talking about Tom Brady, pliability. You know, flexibility. But the thing is, I just want to get the word out about this movie because it's got such a giant heart and it's such a really uplifting, you know, inspirational tale. And the guy, you know how most movies you have it says based on a true story. This one says this is a true story because it is. Mike Flint, at 59 years old, went back to his college and played football. And it's, I don't want to have spoilers and give away how that happened and why it happened. You got to go see this movie, and it's an independent. So we don't have, I really appreciate you guys having me on, you know, because independent movies, we don't have the billboards. We don't have the television advertisement. We have to get the word out grassroots. So, you know, I need word of mouth to spread about this beautiful little film and for people to go see it. It looks like a $50 million film the way we shot it. It really looks great. And the football is exceptional. Also, because I think everybody that plays the football in the movie played football. Oh. You know, a lot of the guys played big-time football. You know, guys like Willie Bell, who the guy who I'm hitting a lot in the movie, he played linebacker for Ole Miss. You know what I mean? So these guys were serious, and they were into it. And it really translates on the screen. And the chemistry was phenomenal. So I'm very proud of this movie because it's a redemption tale, and it's the kind of movie we need right now. The world is kind of dismal right now, and to see someone doing something good for all the right reasons is kind of the movie we need right now. So I'm getting the word out.
Yeah, no, and it is really, like when I said it was a bad influence, it was maybe a little too motivational. I may or may not have gone out and tried to run harder than I should have. I got to hit the elliptical
good,
next
man.
Time.
See?
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up that the football players are former football players, because that's one of the hardest things about football movies is making the actual football action look realistic. And there was one of the first things I noticed watching it. It was like, this isn't one of those football movies where they think, okay, we need to cast some offensive linemen. Let's get the biggest, fattest guys we can find. This actually looks like realistic.
No, these guys all played. I mean, and Game Changing Films is the group that they hired to do the football, and that's what they specialize on. All, you know, they have a huge pool of ex big time college athletes who are interested in transitioning over to the entertainment industry, which there are quite a lot of these guys who, you know, they want to be in movies and television. And, you know, there are a lot of sports films, and they had been doing Winning Time. That's why the basketball and Winning Time was so good, because you had a bunch of great, you know, basketball players coming off of university. And these guys all came out of big time universities playing football. So, you know, you want that authenticity. You don't want, you know, for all of us who have played, you know, and I was the captain of my football team in high school, you know. So in a lot of ways, it was like getting on a bike, you know what I mean? The only difference is when you're 59, it's hard to get up when you fall off the bike, you know, and you don't really recover that quickly, you know. You know, there were a couple of mornings where I woke up and I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? But then I was introduced to the cold plunge, and I highly recommend it. It sucks the first minute you're in there, but I'll tell you what, you know, it makes 100 feasible.
Yeah. You got to make it through that first 90 seconds and then you numb up, right?
Correct. Exactly. But it just takes the inflammation down. And next thing you know, you're running again. So if you do, you know, listen, obviously I don't want it to inspire 59-year-olds to go back and play football. That's not the point of this movie. I want, you know, it really isn't. But if there's unfinished business in your life, things that you feel a regret about, you know, things that you want to make good on, even if it's the littlest thing, because we all have things from our past that we face palm about and go like, yeah, you know, even if it's in the form of a phone call to someone that you want to say something to. It's bringing people together in that way. I know it's a trope. I know it's a cliche, but it's one of those movies that will make you laugh. It'll make you cry. And then you'll leave the theater with a smile on your face, you know? And also, you don't have to be horrified to bring your family to it. You know what I mean?
It's
really good old school entertainment where, you know, it's not horrifying and it's not gruesome. And, you don't want to like jump off a bridge after you see it.
Yeah, yeah. That helps in 2025 for sure.
I need this show.
Yeah, maybe that was a little too far.
No.
It's perfect for this show. Trust me, you're good,
Sean
Michael.
Sean knows the demons that lurk in my brain. You got to call up Squinty after this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're fine, Michael. No problem. Michael Chiklis joining us here on Payne and Pendergast Sports Radio 610. Michael, obviously, you know, the Vic Mackey with the Shield, the Thing, and the Fantastic Four movies that's at the top of the marquee for you. You've played so many different roles, and you're into all of them. I get that. This sounds like it's different than some of the ones you're best known for. Take us inside what it's like for you playing a role like that maybe most people, I think, are, you know, when they think of you, they think of roles that sound very different from this type of movie.
Well, you know, if you're fortunate enough, and I've been very fortunate in my career because I've been around for a long time. I've been making movies and television since the late 80s. There are certain gigs, you know, look, I throw myself at every single gig like you mentioned. I just do. Even if it's day one, you're on set and you know it's a stinker. You go, all right, no flies on me. I'm going to do my best work no matter where I am. Because that's just my ethos, my work ethic, you know.
I go through that every day.
but you know that there are certain gigs along the line, if you're fortunate, that are just sort of, you know, red letter day gigs where, you know, and this one came in the form of an offer, which, you know, I usually have to break in the back window, like, you know, pick a lock, something, you know, to get the next gig. It's always very competitive out there. And this one just came in the form of an offer, which is rare. And then when you get an offer and you read it and it's phenomenal, you're like, oh my God, you know, and you have an opportunity to do something really wonderful like this. It's exciting, you know? And so, yes, I do go out on the road and promote my wares, but this one, if you feel a difference here, it's because it is different. It's one of those ones that you're like saying to the public, hey, this one's good. Don't miss this one.
Yeah.
Go to the theater and see this one.
Yeah.
Because I can full-throatedly do that. I'm not like, there's no reluctance. It's like, go see this movie. It's a good one.
Yep. It's the movie. You know? Yeah, absolutely. The movie's The Senior. It's in theaters on Friday. Hey, Michael, do you have a role in the past that you almost had or that you could have had that you wish you'd gotten or taken that people might know of throughout your career?
Yeah, a number of them. I was offered, I think it was the role of Mr. White in Pulp Fiction. Or was it Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Reservoir Dogs. Sorry, yeah. My brain. It's first thing in the morning, guys. Sorry.
That's okay. Tarantino, you're in the right neighborhood.
Tarantino, yeah. It was his first movie. It was like a $900,000 budget. And I loved the script and I loved Quentin. But I was offered the lead in a network television show at the very same time. And I had to weigh that. And I have no regrets. I'm glad I took the commish. It ended up being a 5-year hit for me, but, you know, man, I'd love to work with Quentin, you know, and that was one that got away, but it was, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, they're very first class problems to get, you know, two different offers. And it, again, no one else was cast in that movie. It was a guy, you know, first time director. All I know is I read the script and I was like, wow, this guy can write. This is insane. You know, it's a great script. And I just, you know, I made a choice and I went with it. And but that was one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good story because it has a happy ending. That's I didn't skip my engineering final to go to a really cool party. I missed a killer party, but I ended up getting a good job.
Network
out of it.
TV show for 7 years after that. Yeah, right.
It worked out. It worked out. You know. And by the way, I wouldn't have met my wife, my children, all of this. You know, so you know that. All's well that ends well with that.
Oh, yeah. No,
one that got away that was upsetting.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what role. Here's one that was upsetting. Scorsese wanted to hire me to play one of the leads in The Departed. while I was doing the Shield.
Oh, a Boston movie. You'd have been perfect. I don't even know what the role was. You'd have been perfect for it.
Yep, and it was a lead, and it was great, and I couldn't do it because I was you know, doing the Shield.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hey, but at least, you know, I was doing the Shield, but, you know, we couldn't work out the schedule. And that one broke my heart in a big way. Cause you know, you're talking about two directors there, you know, that are two of our finest directors, you know, with Tarantino and Scorsese, know, and I've always wanted to work with both of those guys, but particularly Marty,
Yeah, well, do you guys have like a Boston Actors Club in Hollywood where I feel like Ben Affleck, Mark Wahlberg, Bill Burr, you guys all get together and just get angry about stuff or anything? No.
Well, if they do, I don't know about it, but there's an acknowledgement for sure. Yeah. You know, we sort of, you know, a little bit of a nod in the room, attaboy, you know, but there's no we don't have a.
I can just see you guys all getting together in one room and just being really angry about stuff.
Angry at the Red Sox.
Exactly. If it was, we'd all cancel each other out because we'd be like screaming and yelling. You know.
That's a pretty good podcast, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That would be, actually.
You guys, actually, you could kind of drop in, too. It wouldn't have to be like a commitment, but it was like you get a roster of like 10 or 15 guys and just about at any given. That'd be a fun podcast.
Yeah, you just call it bitching and moaning.
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Michael Chiklis, Emmy Award-winning actor. The movie is The Senior, and it is in theaters Friday this week, September the 19th.
I'm amped up to see this. Yeah, this is really cool.
I'm going to go see it. Yeah, go find the trailer is excellent. Go find that. That'll get the taste buds going as well. Hey, Michael.
Get you fired up.
Yeah, absolutely. And Michael, the other thing from that Super Bowl trip, or that Super Bowl radio row, is that you and I took a picture together, and to this day, it is still my Twitter avatar because you and I are basically twins.
Are you a fellow bald guy?
Fellow bald guy. Well, you and I were both wearing a black T-shirt that day. It looked like we planned it, Michael. It's amazing. I haven't taken it, and neither of you, here's the best part, neither of us have aged a bit since that picture 10 years ago. You know, we look exactly the same.
Oh. Well, did we put our heads together and make an ass of ourselves?
Hell yeah, we did.
Hey.
Hell yeah, we did. Hell yeah, we did. Michael Chiklis. Hey, Michael, we know you got a bunch of these hits to do today. We really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. We're going to make sure everybody gets out and sees The Senior this weekend. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on, fellas, and thanks for helping me get the word out because really it is a special one, and people are really going to enjoy it. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime. Loved having you on. Michael Chiklis joining us here on Sports Radio 610. That was cool.
Came up with a perfect title right off the bat for my new podcast.
Bitching and Moaning. You don't
Boston
even need to be on it. You just got to recruit a bunch of Boston
actors.
Got
to be a producer, yeah.
Yeah. No, they're just going to...
I think I can do that. I think I found my new focus in life.
That's actually a really good idea.
Bitching and Moaning.
That was a really good idea. If this podcast ends up happening, if he walks away from this conversation
and it just happens,
month from now, there's Bill Burr, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. How about that? He would have had a role in The Departed. You could tell that one hurt.
Yeah.
A role in The Departed came out in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
The Shield ran from 2002 to 2007. So, yeah, he was at the height of Vic Mackey mania there.
Most of those, I like those stories about roles that guys didn't take. And it's always, usually, when it's already somebody that becomes a successful actor, it's almost always a scheduling conflict.
Yeah.
So it's not like they, you know, like it was the dumbest decision they ever made. It was like, I really wanted to take it, but I couldn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know what made me think of that question was Amy and I this weekend watched the Charlie Sheen documentary.
Yeah.
That's on, I think it's on Netflix, and it's two episodes, each like an hour and a half long. It's basically his biography, and the first episode is his entire childhood, being Martin Sheen's son, Emilio Estevez's brother, all the roles he got. And really, the first episode ends right about the time he goes way off the rails.
Yeah.
Back in 2011, winning, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And then the whole second episode is about post that, where he found out he's HIV positive and everything else. But what made me think of that question for Michael Chiklis, did you know that Charlie Sheen was offered Ralph Macchio's role in The Karate Kid?
Oh, really?
Yes.
That would have been a big, well, I guess, was Ralph Macchio was already a known actor before
Karate
Kid, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It would have been, oh, that's
Charlie. And Charlie Sheen to that point.
I think Charlie Sheen would have been better in it. I would have preferred Charlie Sheen in that role.
You know, it's interesting.
Except he was more of a, like, the problem, though, is Charlie Sheen had already done, like, Apocalypse Now and everything, wasn't he?
Or, I don't know. Karate Kid was 1984.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if he had.
Because Ralph Macchio was, like, he looked like a teenager, but he was one of those, he was a lot older than that in real life.
Yeah. He's in his 60s now. He still looks really young. But, yeah, I don't know how Charlie Sheen would. Ralph Macchio. Definitely it felt like a bigger reach for him to become a karate champion than Charlie Sheen. Back Charlie Sheen actually played some roles where he was athletic. I mean, he was a pitcher in major league that didn't look like he didn't. I mean,
he has a look of an athlete.
He played, and that was totally part of his biography. He was, he was an athlete.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have a hard time with that. Just like, no, Apocalypse Now is 1979. He's playing he's fighting in the Vietnam War in that one. I would have a hard time looking at him as a teenage kid getting beat up and everything.
Getting beat up by five kids.
With Ralph Macchio, you could totally see him getting beat up by an 11-year-old in that movie.
And you can see everybody wanting to beat him up, too.
Yeah, but it also makes the underdog. Like, at no point in that movie do you really feel like he's going to be able to beat any of these Cobra Kai. I mean, just look at him. He's a pear-shaped whiner.
Yes.
Every time I watch that movie, I hope for a different ending. I'm like, please just beat him up.
He's the worst kind of pear-shaped. He's a skinny pear-shaped whiner.
Yeah.
You know, like he's a stick figure, but somehow his below the waist is wider than his upper body.
Yeah, and he just invites. There's a clip. Somebody did a really funny clip of basically they redid Karate Kid to show that he's actually the villain.
He's the antagonist.
Yeah,
I've seen that. That's really funny.
Like when he comes in and douses a guy trying to have just a little fun in the bathroom.
Zabka,
and like somehow is surprised that they want to beat him up for it.
Zabka is in the stall, Billy Zabka, playing Johnny Lawrence, just trying to roll a joint and have a good time.
Yeah.
And Ralph Macchio takes the hose and drapes it over the stall and turns it on.
That's the part where I'm like, you're like, wait a second, you're supposed to be the victim here. And they're like, Yeah. But they had already bullied him before that.
Thanks, oh, yeah. No, it was revenge for him. Yeah, okay. They'd been bullying him plenty. They bullied him early and often in that movie.
But so the movie.
The senior.
The senior. Yeah. I actually was impressed with the football that I saw in the trailer. And I was surprised that he said it only took 6 weeks. He looks like he's playing a 59-year-old who's playing his senior year of college football, going back and playing football for the first time. So he doesn't look like he's chiseled or anything, but he looks like, oh, wow, he had to get in shape to be able to sell this off.
Yeah.
And he said it only took him 6 weeks.
He's 62 years old. In real life, yeah. He's 62 years old. In reading up for this interview yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to ask him to compare this to him getting ready for this movie, but if you go back and watch, like I watched the intro to the commish, just the intro credits,
yeah.
Just to kind of recall, like, oh yeah, that was the commish. He had hair. He was very paunchy. Like he was chubby.
Yeah.
And then that show ends in the late 90s, and apparently Michael Chiklis and his wife kind of sat down like, okay, what's the next thing going to be? What's the next, you know, because he talked about it a little bit. Like, it's, man, Hollywood's hard.
Yeah.
It's even for mainstream actors, it's hard to get roles sometimes. So he shaved his head and went into the gym for like 6 months and completely reshaped himself. And he, you know, yada, 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 he becomes Vic Mackey.
That's, yeah.
You know, he's a badass, swole cop. Stories about
just changing your, like, the people that commit to that and just change every, like, just completely going and focus. You brought up the stressful part of it. I remember just, this was when Kylie Wong and I were still teammates. His brother-in-law is Mario Lopez.
Yes.
So Slater from Saved by the Bell.
That's right.
And, but this was, at that time, back in the early 2000s, like, Mario Lopez was just a couple years removed from Saved by the Bell and kind of scrambling for work all
yeah,
the time.
They didn't just hand him Access Hollywood.
Right, he would get like these gigs and stuff, but Kylie said like he was just, Mario was stressed out all the time.
Yeah.
Because he just never knew where the next job was or anything.
Yeah.
And it's a stressful existence. And it's like, it pays well, but it's going to be good pay for 6 weeks and then you got to find something different.
This might be just a rhetorical question because I don't know if you asked Kylie this, but does he get royalties off of Saved by the Bell?
No. That was one of the things about Saved by the Bell. It's like, hey, those kids were all just, they got paid what they got paid.
The Seinfeld crew.
Whatever the royalties are, it's not. I know it was. It was enough that it wasn't enough to keep Mario Lopez from being super stressed out about where the next paycheck is going to come from.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I feel like the Seinfeld crew was the first one to go, no.
Yeah.
This thing is going to play in syndication forever. Mm-hmm. We're going to get ours. And people didn't know about the late 80s, early 90s. People didn't know the internet was going to be a thing and all this stuff was going to get replayed over and over and over again.
Yeah, Ben, update, because in terms of my royalty situation, Ben was out. But Ben, I've got that insurance spokesperson money coming in now. Nationwide is using my little Nationwide is on your side. I'm not going to do it for free right now.
Ben knows. He's the one who told Colin.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what the details are, but I assume I'm going to get paid big time
for that. Hey, Ben, let's get Seth paid $1.52 right here. Can you play the little...
Nationwide is on your side.
Some bass.
Oh, yeah.
You got to find a way to rub my laughing out of
Ben, there. I'm sorry. I know you don't like talking, but I'm not going to talk to you off air. What's the... what was the deal? Did somebody from Nationwide actually say, oh, yeah, we like that, we want you to do that?
No, Sean said that.
No, that's...
You suggested it in a text.
No, but why are we playing? Well, it's a requirement that we have
okay,
to play
this was the game. This was the game of telephone that got played. Colin, your substitute producer, Ben, came in yesterday before Ross Tucker and said, hey, guys, don't say Nationwide is on your side when you do the read, because Ben told me that the Nationwide people really liked Seth's version of it,
yeah,
and they want that to play.
I got so excited.
That is what Colin walked in and told us that
and
yesterday,
and that's not
Ben.
The case.
And he told us.
A liar, sir.
He told
us. I just bought a boat. Oh, damn it.
He told us that you told him that. And now you're saying I told you that? So this all comes back to me saying
the Nationwide people weren't impressed by my mellifluous
jingle. I jokingly texted to Ben that, hey, they may want to use this thing with Seth. And somehow that got translated to Colin
that
they do want to use it.
Yeah. So that's what happened. That was a joke. And then I went and pulled it and I sent it to him.
Oh,
and
I thought I'd
he
find
took it way further than I ever
you thought. Know my ship had finally
no,
come
no, no,
in.
No. We need to make this happen now. The Nationwide people need to hear that. This has to happen. We need to speak this into existence.
I need to be an insurance spokesperson.
You have to.
Nationwide is actually paid out on claims I've made.
Yeah.
Both true and falsified. Yeah, No, they did, though. I had water damage in a condo we had. Yeah. Nationwide was my insurance company.
Oh, did you sing?
Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, I did. And the guy that came out was like, listen, dude, I'm a contract employee. I don't know what the, just leave me alone. I was actually impressed that I had water damage. I was kind of like, okay, there's just need some drywall repair or whatever. And they came out and did the full, like, Hurricane Harvey treatment.
Oh, they covered you, huh?
Just took the walls down to the studs, had fans blowing for 2 days.
That's cool.
Just, like, took out the subflooring above where the leak was and everything. Oh, it was pretty badass.
They didn't half-ass it at all.
No,
huh?
Nationwide did not do. They did not try to screw me over one bit. That's so, going to be the pitch that lingo.
I guess
Nationwide
would,
won't screw you over even a tiny little bit.
I guess. Nationwide is on your side.
Sorry about that. I stepped on you. I stepped on your jingle.
Oh, that's all right.
You're gonna have to record it again.
Makes it sound organic.
Yeah. How big a boat?
It was a cigarette boat.
Cigarette boat.
Yeah, it was a cigarette boat.
Nice.
I want to be moving. I need to
just
move.
Cruising around
that pays for itself.
Yeah.
But I got that super black radar absorbing paint on it and everything. Yeah.
Yep.
You need something moved from
extra
here to
storage.
Elsewhere. Just give old Sethers a call on the hotline.
Sethers cigarette boat with extra storage.
I go back and forth. I smuggle things into Colombia. That's my niche. A lot of people are like, hey, how do we get all this cocaine up here? I'm like, no, I'm a...
That sounds like a Chuck Norris thing. Like, Chuck Norris smuggles stuff into Colombia.
Yeah.
Superman wears Chuck Norris pajamas. Back to Tom Brady that we were talking about before we talked to Michael Chiklis. And thank you again to Michael Chiklis for jumping on with us. That was a fun conversation. If you missed it, you can get it on the Odyssey Rewind feature or on the Payne and Pendergast podcast. You know who's hopping mad?
Who?
About Tom Brady sitting in the coach's booth.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about before Chiklis interrupted
us. Yes. All right, I guess we got to talk to Chiklis.
Yeah.
He was fun. Mike Florio.
Yeah.
Stop me if you've heard this before. Mike Florio is mad about something going on in the NFL.
And this is the problem, is that I do not like that Tom Brady's allowed to talk to impressionable young athletes in these production meetings. Well, Tom Brady is also not only a minority owner, but actually involved in the football operations. Talk to Chip Kelly 3 times a week, according to Chip Kelly. Pete Carroll denies what Chip Kelly said, but whatever.
Okay.
Like, I don't like it, and yet the fact that Florio is up in arms about it makes me kind of want to side with Brady on this
one. Okay, Florio takes it to another level here where he says, I was the first one to bring this up.
I am the only one that has been troubled by this from the moment it first happened. I've been talking about it. I've been shamed by media reporters for pointing out the obvious conflict of interest. I grew up at a time where conflict of interest mattered, where standards mattered, where certain things just weren't done. The idea that any person can be a broadcaster of NFL games and own a team, or any owner of a team can broadcast NFL games, should never happen. And I think what was refreshing about last night, and so much of it too, was the way he reacted when he looked up and saw that he was on screen. He did the, let's see if I can slide under the seat here. People are realizing now what it means. And it's so much more than being at the game in the catbird seat. You have access to the team. You have access to information. You are able to say, oh, you know what? When that guy becomes a free agent, we want him. You know what? When we need an offensive coordinator, I'm hearing good things about this guy. You are in a position that no other owner is in. No broadcaster should be in that position. And this is a prime example. And if I was the Bears, what I would say today, Tom, you're not welcome. We're not talking to you. Don't talk to our players. We don't want you around our players. Don't look at our players. You are frozen out.
Frozen out.
React,
this is the problem with Florio being upset. Basically, I don't know if Florio even realizes this because he's too absorbed in being sure that everybody knows he's the only one, apparently. Since the jump, which is completely and totally false. And then questions people's journalistic integrity as he is making it very much about himself. So yeah, make it about you, Florio, you super duper journalist. But this is the thing, that largely he's arguing on behalf of the other owners who could easily shut this down if they thought it was unfair. I think the reality of it is, and I think that Florio sometimes doesn't get this, it's that it's already, this is not a classic business environment with, GM and Ford and Chrysler and whoever else that are just starkly separate. These guys are, however you want to frame it, in terms of they're not business partners per se,
it's but a fraternity.
They're in a conglomerate, yeah. And there is a lot of hobnobbing. There's a lot of conversations. There's lots of coaches having conversations with their buddies who are coaches. And I, for whatever it's worth, right now the owners don't seem to think that this is as big of a conflict of interest as Florio does. It's just a much more public conflict. The conflicts of interest run amok in the NFL. They're all over the place. But guys have conversations all the time with people. Tom Brady, whether he's broadcasting or not, is going to be able to have relationships and phone calls with a lot of young quarterbacks or various people from other teams. So I think the owners probably collectively have just kind of said, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, like this is just, we think that having Tom Brady on the broadcasts is still good for the sport. Rising tide lifts all ships.
Good for the
all
product.
Of those things. We're okay with it. So, Florio, quit your little yipping and yapping.
That
we don't need your help.
That might be the pissiest I've ever heard Florio.
Well, and at the end of the day, it all comes down because he wants acknowledgement for it.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with this stuff about the collusion this summer. Him and Pablo Torres were just beside themselves with rage that it wasn't getting more media attention.
Yeah.
And they were claiming all kinds of conspiracies for why people didn't care about it. At the end of the day, this is what Florio and Torres were saying. They said this, basically. We found proof of collusion. And people are like, oh, what's the evidence? There was a ruling that there was no evidence of collusion. All right. Okay, why am I supposed to stay interested and keep hearing about this?
I think of all the topics in sports that are where there's a complete disconnect with fans.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is top of the list, but it is collusion. With multi-millionaires,
don't care
like
that much about
they
it.
Don't,
yeah.
They don't. It impacts the on-field stuff so minimally.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing is if there's collusion or something that leads to like actually real world either injury concerns or somebody's getting really screwed over in the real world or something. Most people just don't want to be bothered with they don't want to see how the sausage is made on that side.
Doesn't impact the game. Yeah. This Brady thing might impact the game somewhat. By the way, Martin Sheen was in Apocalypse Now.
That makes more sense.
Charlie Sheen was in Platoon. I think that's maybe what you're thinking of.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, Everett. How many corrections did we get on the text
just
line?
Just a few. I always feel like the more we get, the better. It means that's more
Charlie's
people
in both,
listening.
By the way.
Oh, Charlie was in Apocalypse
Now? He's an extra
now?
In Apocalypse
He's
now.
An extra.
Oh,
okay,
an
but
extra,
he,
though,
he's
yeah.
an extra. Okay. That's yeah, yeah. So you were probably thinking of Platoon. Charlie Sheen would have been 18 when they were filming The Karate Kid.
Oh, okay.
So he's high school
age. That makes
age.
Sense then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But he feels a little older than
Martin Sheen looked good then for
dude.
Because he still looked like, a young soldier in Apocalypse Now.
He did.
And
yeah.
he was old enough to be father to a 15-year-old.
He gets a lot of run in that documentary. The Charlie Sheen documentary is good. Like Charlie himself, it's very chaotic though. It's tough to follow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw the little clip of where they had basically paid his drug dealer to start steadily diminishing the amount of I can't remember what it was. Whether it was crack, I think.
Probably.
It was like to make the crack
he kept
cutting the crack to where it was a much weaker form of crack.
Yeah.
To the point where Charlie just realized I'm not getting out. He didn't know it.
Yeah.
He didn't know it. It was unbeknownst to him.
Crack was the drug that eventually threw him into bad Charlie.
Yeah.
Like, that was all right, Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, not
with
a lot
you.
Of recreational crack is not a term.
No such thing. No such thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Oxymoron. Mike McDaniel taking an even bigger lead in the first head coach fired. And this guy sounds like somebody who's about to get fired. If you missed his press conference on Monday, we've got that for you. We got games of phone tag being played too between the coach and the quarterback of the Texans that we've got at the top of the hour. A lot to get to here on a Wednesday. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, we'll get to Mike McDaniel in a second. You look like you're looking stuff up over there.
Oh, you know, earlier I was when I found out that Nationwide, the insurance company, did not indeed request that they use
your
my
jingle.
Little jingle.
Yeah,
and I was, you know, I'd set myself up for just expecting all kinds of royalty money, riches.
Yeah, yeah.
It was because Colin, our fill-in producer, basically lied to us.
Yes.
Yesterday, which I was mad at Colin for a moment when I found out that this was a lie, and yet it did make for it made for more interesting and entertaining radio.
Oh, so it did.
Good by him deceiving
and
me.
I don't think he meant to deceive you. I think that's what he really thought was the case. I think it was a botched game of telephone that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is more fun if he was lying to you and nefariously trying to get you to buy a cigarette boat.
I've got the chain of emails here that Ben sent me. I've done the forensics on it.
Okay.
It's possibly just an easy miscommunication.
Okay.
There's some pronouns. Pronouns are being used. So it's like whenever you say they,
yes.
I think Colin thought they, Ben said they mentioned using this during the Ross Tucker appearance. And I think Colin interpreted they as Nationwide.
He interpreted they as big insurance.
Ben meant you and me. Yeah.
Right. Pronouns will get you, man. Pronouns will get you. All right, let's get to Mike McDaniel. This is Mike McDaniel, who is now, Seth, minus 700 to be the first head coach fired.
So I got to bet $700 to win $100?
To win $100 on Mike McDaniel, yes.
That doesn't sound very lucrative at all.
Here was Mike McDaniel being asked about losing to the New England Patriots in his next day press conference earlier this week.
To win games, you have to win the game. Not lose the game, honestly, and that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20. That was critical.
I've never seen a head coach this big a favorite to get canned first. In my years of following
stuff
like this.
It almost sounds
like
he wants to get fired now.
Yeah.
He's coming off more and more like that freshman in college who thinks he's saying deep and profound things by just stating the obvious, but saying like, but you ever think about it this way? Like, to win the game, you have to not lose the game.
He's always...
People don't realize that. Yeah.
He's always sounded like this, but if you're winning 10 games...
No, but he sounds
games,
more like it now.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I thought previously he sounded kind of like a quirky, maybe a reformed stoner, whereas now it feels like a freshman stoner that thinks he's deeper than he is, and it's really annoying me.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, everybody at home, settle down. Okay. There's plenty of brilliant stoners. I get it. You don't need to send me your Seth Rogen stuff and all that. All right. I'm saying he's the annoying type.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. There is a local angle to this, because if Mike McDaniel does get fired first, whenever that may be, let's say, you know, typically the first head coach fired, it's, you know, around midseason. Robert Saleh was a little early last year.
Yeah.
I think they were 2-3 at the time. He got fired 5 games into the season. If this offense continues to look here in Houston, the Texans offense continues to look the way that it has these first 2 games, and Mike McDaniel gets fired, we're going to be getting buried in texts of people saying, call Mike McDaniel to coordinate 100%, this offense.
Yeah, and especially maybe bring along the people who help him have that awesome offense in Miami, like Bobby Slowick, who's a senior passing game coordinator for the Dolphins.
I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
if you want to really rescue this quarterback situation, you got to bring in Mike McDaniel and all his staff. Now, Mike McDaniel might be – this is the problem with Mike McDaniel is the first guy I think of is, okay, Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury might be the dream offensive coordinator candidate because, it, as he was for the Texans a couple years ago, perhaps. We'll see. We'll see how it goes with Washington.
He interviewed with
year.
The Texans,
right? But you want guys – the ideal is if you got a defensive-minded head coach, can I get an offensive coordinator – who probably blew his shot to ever get a head coaching job again. And I'll be surprised if Cliff Kingsbury, well, you know what, Cliff Kingsbury will get one more head coaching shot because he'll tell some owner about the lessons he learned, et cetera, et cetera. Personally, I don't think he's really wired to be a head coach.
I agree.
He didn't win at Texas Tech.
No, I didn't.
He didn't
think,
win in Arizona.
I didn't think it was a good hire at Texas Tech.
He won it without having won a game. See, he hadn't had a winning season in like 5 years.
Yeah.
So anyway. That's the kind of, like, Mike McDaniel might end up being that guy that, okay, you know what, he's not head coach material, but he's a really bright offensive mind. So for a guy like D'Amico, it might be perfect. Nick Caley, if he works out, let's say if Nick Caley works out, you get through these hiccups early in the season, he kind of has a head coach vibe to him. And I think he's, yeah. I think a lot of owners will look at him and, okay, that looks, smells, sounds like a football coach.
Yep.
Mike McDaniel does not, but he might be a brilliant offensive mind in the right circumstances.
So you're saying beyond just bringing him here, you're saying that might be a guy who hangs around here for a little
right,
while.
Right, yeah.
Might not be a one
success.
And done.
You don't have to worry about every single year him taking a bunch of head coaching
interviews. Yeah, that's a really good point. Really good point. Minus 700.
You hear that, everybody? He said really good point twice.
Appreciate
that.
That was me trying to find my spot on the page.
Fine, just undo the compliment. Whatever. First, I lose the nationwide money.
Now you're
retracting compliments.
Now you have to go through the embarrassment of bringing your boat back. Keep the receipt.
I was told there was a 72-hour return policy. I'd like that.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, games of phone tag being played. The fact that press conferences with D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud are starting to get more elements of this. How does this make us feel about the relationship?
Ron yesterday almost sounded apologetic and said, you know, sometimes I'm kind of messy with stuff like this. And I was listening and I was like, I like this messiness.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get messy with Ron.
I got an all caps text from you about this with exclamation points. All right. Phone tag. It's a game. Is it being played right now in press conferences? We've got that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.